Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in GCSE physics, static electricity. Whether you've ever got a shock touching a door handle, watched your hair stand on end after pulling off a jumper, or marveled at a lightning bolt splitting the sky, that's all static electricity. And today we're going to understand exactly why it happens and, more importantly, how to absolutely nail it in your EdExcel exam. This topic sits in Topic 10 of the EdExcel GCSE Physics Specification, and it comes up regularly, both as short answer questions worth 1 or 2 marks, and as extended response questions worth up to 6 marks. So let's get into it. Let's start with the absolute foundation. What is static electricity? Static electricity is a buildup of electric charge on the surface of an insulating material. Unlike current electricity, where charges flow continuously around a circuit, static charge just sits there. It's stationary. That's why we call it static. Now, here's the first thing examiners absolutely love to test, and it's also the number one mistake candidates make, so listen carefully. When we talk about charging objects, we are always talking about the movement of electrons, never protons. Protons are stuck inside the nucleus of atoms. They don't move. It is electrons that are transferred. Write that on a sticky note and put it on your wall. Electrons transfer. Protons stay put. So how does an object become charged? The most common method at GCSE is charging by friction. Here's what happens. When you rub two insulating materials together, say a plastic rod with a cloth, friction causes electrons to transfer from one material to the other. The material that gains electrons becomes negatively charged because electrons carry a negative charge. The material that loses electrons becomes positively charged because it now has more protons than electrons. Think of it like this. Imagine electrons are like coins. When you rub the cloth against the rod, some coins fall out of the cloth's pocket and into the rod's pocket. The rod now has more coins. It's negatively charged. The cloth has fewer coins. It's positively charged. Now, what happens when you have two charged objects near each other? This is where the forces come in. The rule is beautifully simple. Like charges repel, unlike charges attract. Two negative objects push each other away. Two positive objects push each other away. But a positive and a negative object pull toward each other. This is an electrostatic force, and it acts at a distance. The objects don't even need to touch. Now let's talk about electric fields. An electric field is a region around a charged object where another charged object will experience a force. We represent electric fields using field lines, and this is a really common drawing question in the exam, so let's be precise. Field lines for a positive charge radiate outward in all directions, like the spokes of a wheel, with arrows pointing away from the charge. For a negative charge, the lines point inward toward the charge. Between two opposite charges, the lines curve from the positive charge to the negative charge. 3 golden rules for drawing electric field lines that examiners will check. 1. Lines must never cross each other. 2. Lines must be perpendicular to the surface of the charged object where they meet it. 3. Arrows must clearly show direction from positive to negative. Now let's move on to something that higher tier candidates need to know really well, sparking and discharge. When a charged object builds up a very high potential difference, that's a large difference in electric charge, the electric field between the object and the ground, or between two objects, becomes extremely strong. When the field is strong enough, it can ionize the air molecules around it. Ionization means the air molecules lose electrons and become ions. This creates a conducting path through the air, and electrons rush along this path very rapidly. That rapid movement of electrons is what we see as a spark, or on a much larger scale, as lightning. So the key chain of reasoning for a spark is high potential difference leads to a strong electric field, which leads to ionization of air molecules, which creates a conducting path, which allows electrons to flow rapidly, and that's the spark. Examiners want to see all of those steps for full marks on a higher tier question. What about earthing? Earthing is a safety mechanism. When a charged conductor is connected to the earth, literally the ground, via a conducting wire, electrons can flow along that wire to or from the earth. The earth is so large, it can absorb or supply electrons without itself becoming noticeably charged. This neutralizes the charged object. The key phrase for examiners is, earthing provides a low resistance path for electrons to flow to the ground, safely discharging the object. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip 1, always say electrons are transferred. Never say protons move, never say positive charge moves, never say electricity flows. Electrons. Transfer. Every single time. Tip 2. For electric field diagrams, use a ruler. Examiners can tell if your lines are wobbly. Make sure your arrows are clear and pointing in the right direction, from positive to negative. Tip 3. For 6-mark questions on applications like paint sprayers or photocopiers, use this 3-part structure. State the charge property, then the force it creates, then the observable effect. For example, the paint droplets are given the same charge. Like charges repel, so the droplets spread out into a fine mist. The car body is given the opposite charge, so the droplets are attracted to it, giving an even coat with minimal waste. Tip 4. Don't confuse induction with conduction. Induction is when a charged object causes a redistribution of charge in a nearby neutral object without touching it. Conduction is when charge is transferred by direct contact. These are different mechanisms, and examiners will penalize you for mixing them up. Tip 5. In higher tier, when explaining sparks, you must mention ionization of air. Simply saying electricity jumps across will not earn full marks. The word ionization is the key to unlocking those marks. Okay, let's test yourself with a quick fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What type of particle is transferred when an object is charged by friction? The answer is electrons. Question 2. What is the direction of electric field lines around a positive charge? The answer is outward, away from the charge. Question 3. What must happen to air molecules for a spark to occur? The answer is they must be ionized. Question 4. What does earthing do to a charged object? The answer is it provides a low resistance path for electrons to flow to the ground, discharging the object. Question 5. State the rule for forces between charged objects. The answer is, like charges repel, unlike charges attract. Brilliant work getting through all of that. Let's do a super quick summary of the key points to take away. 1. Static electricity is caused by the transfer of electrons, never protons. 2. Friction transfers electrons, making one object negative and one positive. 3. Like charges repel, unlike charges attract. 4. Electric field lines go from positive to negative, never cross, and are perpendicular to surfaces. 5. Sparking requires a high potential difference, which ionizes air molecules, creating a conducting path. 6. Earthing safely discharges an object by providing a low resistance path to the ground. You've got this. Go back over your notes, try some past paper questions, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.